We on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. By the Tana Rabbanim. Before we start this Gemara, I'd like to mention two Ha'ores. Yesterday we had asked the Shaila. The Gemara says that why does one have to be Mekadish Yodov by Kalamatal Mayim Toim Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim. The Gemara says, why do you have to be Matal Yodayim? Why do you need Kiddush Yodayim? So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Ame, Zoy Say Meretz, Mitzvah Leshavshev. It's a Mitzvah Leshavshev. So Mamelu, that's why you have to be Mekadish Yodov. Messiah Le Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Ami, Osa Lodom, Sheyetze, Benetzoyze, Shal Gabi Raglov, Neshnik, Kroshov, Chomaitzi, Las, Obonov, Shem Mamzeich. So the Gemara says, if there is a mitzvah l'shavshev, so now this is a raya to Rabami. The Rabami had said, Osa Lodom, Sheyetze, Benetzoyze. So yesterday I asked the Kasha, what's the raya to Rabami? Could very well be the mitzvah l'shavshev is a person is mechuyev and limud ha-Torah, and he's not allowed to learn Torah al kaponim mi derabbanan if there's mei raglayim al raglov. So memele, so that's why it's mitzvah l'shavshev. That's what we had asked yesterday. I found today a sharatzion in Simen Kuf Ayin Sifkoten Vov. He goes on the next Gemara we're going to learn, and there it says that if a person is in the middle of the Suda, and Yotza Lahashtin Mayim, so there's, so he has to wash one hand, because it's a mitzvah l'shavshev, and there the Mishnah Berurah explains why is the mitzvah l'shavshev, Alts Rabami. And then in Shaar HaTzion he said, here we're talking about a person who was in the middle of the Suda, Zukte Sharatin Ubalav Hochi Halitzoich Lavoich Asha Yotza Vigam Birchas Hamozin Shemeraglayim Al Raglov Haloy Osa Lavorich. So there the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, you have to be Meshavshev Al Tasha Yotza, you have to be Meshavshev. And then in the speaking person in the middle of the Suda, he has to bench. So he mentions that there's other legitimate reasons also to be Meshavshev. I mean, so Lachaira, a Kohen that's doing the Avoid and the Beis Hamikdash, Mistame, I mean, there was a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah also. The Tumul of the Taisis Shishonim, if they made Asher Yotza on Hashtonah, they didn't make Asher Yotza on Hashtonah. About Koponim, the Taki very schwer that Messiah Leila Rabami, it would seem from the Gemara did not see another legitimate reason why one should be Meshavshev. One other Ha'ore, I noticed in Chiddush Rabbi Kibeger, Toisves, the Gemara says mitzvah l'shavshev, so Toisves asks Akasha, why is there a mitzvah l'shavshev? We pasken like the Rabbon and the Rabbalozo, and the Rabbon and the Rabbalozo hold that, that it's mutter. Then Toisves wants to say it could be the Rabbon and Amoide to Rabbalozo. Toisves says the whole pilpul, why should there be a mitzvah l'shavshev? Fragt Rabbi Kiveger, the Gemara says in Nida that the whole Issa Leches Ba'om is only by a Ravok, a person is not a Nosui. A Nosui is permitted Leches Ba'om. So he asks, our Gemara's Poshet speaking about the Kohen Gadol, I mean, we're speaking about the state of the Kohen Gadol, we're speaking about by the Kohen Gadol also, that so the Kohen Gadol was Icha a Nosui, Bechipa Badei Bad Beisoi. So why should it, so it's mutter leches ba'omah, so memele, Taisus is the whole pilpul, the according to Rabbon and Tzmutter, so why is there a mitzvah? So this is the Rabbon Amoide to Rabbalas, but Anosi, it's mutter. That's what Shama Anosi is mutter. So it's takishver, so why is there a mitzvah l'shavshev? That's what Bekevegas kasha, so Bekevegas says, is a raya to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that Afilo Anosi is mutter, but if ain ishtay imoy or she's a nida, so it's also. So he says Yom Kippur, she's also also. So Mamela, so there's no heter of a nosi. The far, that's why Taisus has a pilpul of no. The Taisus only pilpul is alts if the rabban and achilik rabbalos, the rabban is achilik rabbalos. But there's no heter of a nosi. Now, Let us start the Baraisa. Tanu Rabbanon Halacha Besuda. We are learning a halacha which is Negeya Suda. Adam Yoitze. A person goes out in the middle of the Suda, Lahashtin Mayim, Noitel Yodoy Achas Benichnas. So he washes one hand. And the reason of the netila is because there's a mitzvah l'shavshei. So if it's yotzo lahashtin, so it's noitel yodav achas, he washes one hand. Diber im chaveiroi vehiflik. What happens? The reason he left the suit is not because of ashtone. He was diber im chaveiroi vehiflik. He had a long shmuz, an hour, 2 hour shmuz. So that already is a hesek hadas in the netila. Ashton is not a hesek hadas. No, there was a shivshuf. So the shivshuf is neitel yodei achas. Here neitel shtei yodo v'nichnas. So the first half of the baraisa is telling us that there are two pu'ulis which are mechayiv netila. Shivshuf is mechayiv netila al yodei achas. If there was shivshuf. Haflogge is mechayiv, haflogge brings a hesach hadas, hiflig, so that makes a hesach hadas, and that's mechayiv, netila shtayodav. That's the first two halachas in this baraisa. Third halacha, uchshehu noitel, lo yitel mi bachutz, v'yikonez, when he washes his hands, he should not wash his hands outside. V'yikoneis mipnei chshat. Because the people inside will be choishetim. They'll think he didn't wash his hands. Elon nichnas v'yoyshev bimkoimoi v'noito shtei yodov. He comes in, he washes his hands in a veinik, v'noito shtei yodov. We'll talk about this v'noito shtei yodov, but let us just say for the present time, there's a shaila for geiris v'noitel shtei yodov. A v'noitel, he washes his hand, or hands. Umarzir hatofiach al ha'oichim, and we'll see in Rashi, this is, besides washing his hand or hands in public, this keli that he washes his hands, he passes it around all the oichim. Maybe someone else also has to wash the hand. But this is only a gimmick to publicize that he washed his hands, that people shouldn't be chayshitim. So now we had a third halacha. A third halacha, a halacha where the hand or hands have to be washed. So it says the third halacha, it has to be washed inside. Omar Rav Chisde, now Rav Chisde said, this halacha that we had mentioned before, that the hand has to be washed inside, loy amoron elo lishtois. This halacha was only said if he's interested in drinking. Avolechel, but if he's interested in eating, Noitel mi bachutz, then he's permitted to wash his hands outside, v'nichnas, and then he goes in. De meide yodia da anina daite. It's yodua da anina daite. Now, before we go further, let us, there's a bachleikis de rivo in Rashi, pshat in this gemore. Let us first say the rivo's pshat. The rivo learned pshat as follows. This halacha of chshad, Rav Chisda said, applies only by drinking. Or by eating, there's no chshad, because tanina daite. So the Rivo learns that this gemore, Rav Chisda, that differentiates between eating and drinking, and eating there's no chshad, and drinking there is a chshad, he's speaking about the first halacha of the Baraisa. Hishtin, it was yotza v'hishtin mai. So by hashtone, there's a din netile, al tznekius. Lushim Shifshif. There's a din Netil al Tznakiyus. So, Rav Chisda said that if he's drinking, there's a halacha, he has to be Netil Yadav. If he's drinking, so he's drinking from a kais, what would be if he wouldn't be Netil Yadav? So on the halacha is Echnish Kefel. He's not touching the food, he's touching the kais. So people could be choish at him, maybe he didn't wash his hands. So memele, so there's a halacha that no, he has to go in the veinik and wash his hands. Loya amora, this last halacha that he has to do this in the veinik, loya amora elo lishtois, when he's drinking, because people could take be choish at him. Avolechel, but to eat, shame shemayim. That everyone knows to take it, to be mishavshif meir glayim, and to take some food and put it in your mouth. Everyone knows to wash his hands. I mean, that's a double portion. Avolechel neitel mebechutz v'nichtes the meidi yediyah danina daite. So memele, that is by neitel yobai hishtin yotza v'hishtin mayim. Now, let's go a little further. What will be the din by hiflik? So behiflig is azoy. We have two cases in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says the two cases, there's two tziyurim of Netila. There's yotza v'hishtim mayim hiflig. What will be by hiflig according to the river is azoy. It was hiflig, so pshat is he was middle of the suda, and he washed it, and now he was hiflig, so it was mesich das until she died. Okay, so that Netila should die for the suda, forget about. Mesich das, fine. But what is he coming back now? He wants to come and drink? So drinking is untahit. There's no din netilah shedayim for drinking. So afilu, he lost his din netilah. So he lost his din netilah. So by lishtois, v'stamazay nochi of netilah. Period. So you can't say by medvom amum lishtois. Lishtois, you don't have to wash your hands by iflik. By ochal, by achile, so then, you have to wash the nevenik. The zikr, he was away 2 hours, now he walks in, a guten tag, he starts eating, the zikr achshad. That's what we said by achil, it is no achshad, that's by shivshay. Shivshay is no achshad, anina datoy. The fashteitzach, a person that was the geyeb and mashavshay and meir aglaim, he's gonna wash his hand before he eats. So the meila, you could wash it outside. But by hiflik, there's nothing wrong, there's no anina datoy over here. Now, halachically, he lost his dinatila. So he lost his dinatila. So now, halachically, he has to go and wash his hands. Good. But who's going to believe he washed his hands? He walks in ungarnished. So that's how the Rivo learns pshat. The Rivo learns pshat that, so Rav Chisda is speaking about, so again, we have here a barais. The first halach of the barais is the dinatila yodei achas by shivshek. The second halacha in the Baraisa is the Netilah Shedayim by Hiflik. Now and then there's the third halacha that is a din chshat. And because of chshat, you need a din Netilah Bifnim. So now Rav Chisda said, by Shivshev, there's only a chshat by Shdiyah. Because he's not holding the mashke. Oh, but by Achila, there's no chshat. So Memeli doesn't have to wash his hands in a veinik. That's what Rav Chisda is speaking about. But we can figure out further, but by hiflig, it's mamish ben hapachu. By shtiyah, there's bachlal no din netila, because adoytel yodav leperes areza migas eruah. I mean, if he's only intends to drink now, he's finished eating, so there's bachlal no din netila, so we're not talking. And by achile, the zikha, he wants to continue eating past, so the zikr adin netila, and he has to wash in a veinik. That's how the rivol and pshat. Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok va'ano. If I'm eating together with a mesibe, afilu lishteis nami made the yodi danine datoy. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok was a very big mefunik. He couldn't touch a glass if he was meshavshif yodov be'meiraglayim. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said that by me I'm permitted, afilu lishtois, I'm permitted to wash outside because people know my tchunas hanefesh by anina datoy. So memele, by me afilu lishtois, I'll be permitted to wash outside. This is the shitas horivot. Shitas Rashi, let's say Oisavainik, because then we'll see it in a Vainik. Shitas Rashi is that the Rav Chisde is speaking about Hiflik. Rav Chisde is speaking about Hiflik. The whole Chilik between Shtiyah and Achila is speaking about Hiflik. So just let's say over the Gemara, and let's say the problems which will arise according to Rashi's Pshat, then we'll say over a Peretz, and then we'll see in a Vainik Abyssal. So the Baraisa according to Rashi goes as follows. First the Baraisa said Aloche that Shiv Sheif is Machayev Natila Yodayachas. Hiflik is Machayev Natila Shtayodah. Then the Baraisa says, Al Tshad, you have to wash in a Vainik. Omar Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde said, Lo Yamoron, that what Al Tshad, you have to wash in a Vainik, Lo Yamoron, Elo Lishtois. That is Davke, if he wants to drink, then he has to wash in a Vainik. Avo Lechel, but if he wants to eat, Noi Tomi Bachutz, Venichnas, the Meidi Yediyah, Danina Daite, but if he wants to eat, he can wash outside. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, by me, if I want to drink, he can also wash outside. This is Shitas Rashi. We're speaking about Hiflik. We'll talk about Shiv Shef in a minute. But here we're speaking about Hiflik. Now, if we are speaking about Hiflik, let us just say the problems which are Shver and Rashi. Omar Rav Chisde, loy amoron elo lishtois. That if you, well, when do you have to wash in the veinik? If he just wants to drink. His kan shayla ben, if he wants to drink, he doesn't have to wash, period. That's what we mentioned before. If he's not eating, he just wants to drink, he doesn't have to wash, period. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, avo lechel, noitel mi bachutz, but if he wants to eat, then he can noitel mi bachutz, the meidi yediyah danine datoy. Where's Danina Datoy over here? If he wants to eat, is he washed outside? Because Danina Datoy, what's Danina Datoy? He spoke for 2 hours, so Danina Datoy, it's a loche, it's a chadas, that the apostles didn't deal about. We got the Danina Datoy. That's kasha number two. In kasha number three, Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Vanofilo Lishtes Tamei Meidi Yodi Danina Datoy. So Lishtes, everyone knows he washed his hands. Lishtes. Who washes your hands for Shtiyah? Anoitel Yodav Leper Sereza Migase Yeruach. I mean, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak washed his hands before he drank? That's the three problems. Now, before we see in the Vainik, let's try to fend for the problems, and then we'll see in the Vainik Rashi and the Rivo. The first kasha, Lishtois, that Rashi for emphasis, the Rashi speaking about Hiflik. Rav Chisde said that by Hiflig, and in his Lishtois, he has to wash in the vein. So with the Kash is, why do you have to wash by Lishtois? There's no Chiyiv Natila. So Rashi says, he's in the middle of the Suda. Well, we have to remember the beginning. Haloche b'Suda. We're speaking about a Suda. He had a very good Suda. Now he had a very good Shmuz. Now he's coming back to drink. That's now there's a side of Shtiyah. There was a kviyas of Shtiyah after Yain Shachasud. There was a whole kviyas of drinking. So theoretically, you're right. He doesn't have to wash his hands. But since he's in the middle of the Suda, there is a possibility he might eat up some pas. He might, while he's drinking, he might eat some pas also. There's such a possibility. He's in the middle of the Suda. He's not coming in to eat pas. He's coming in to drink. But you can never tell. He's in the middle of the Suda. So therefore, it's by Lishtois, he has to go and wash, because halachically he has to wash. Maybe you might eat pas, since you're in the middle of the Suda. So Chazal said you have to wash both hands. Fine. That's halacha Allah. Now, let's go to the second halacha. Avolechel, he doesn't have to wash. Anine datoy. So here, the Emerson, Matzah Shekel asks, and then the Kasha state, and the Teisa Rosh has the Kasha. Where's the Anina Datoya? If he was Hiflik 2 hours, where's the Anina Datoya? So if Yama wanted to say, Rashi warf da rein a word by Hiflik, Rashi says by Hiflik, Rashi says, the kivin shiflik sho'achas eishtayim, hisiach datay misudosoy v'loi niza lishmer yodov v'hein askonius. That means a person, if he's behind Asconius, he's all over, he's scratching his head and his nose all over, and that's the matziv of Hisiach Data. So it could be, a person also won't eat. Rashi says eating means, we're not speaking about with a fork and a knife, he'll take a piece of bread with his hands, and though he was scratching his hair and blowing his nose and doing 20 other things, so it's anina datoi. It's anina datoi to eat without washing the hands. There's no shot. What's the first case? So if he's going back to eat, so memele, he'll zicha wash his hands. He's going back to eat, he'll zicha wash his hands. But if he's going back to drink, so evet nisht einfound that he might come and eat yet. So then he won't wash his hands. He won't wash his hands because he's not going back with an intention to. Halachically, maybe you'll be in the middle of drinking and someone will give you a piece of a good challah or something. You want to take a bite of the challah. She might come and eat. So halachically, we said you have to wash. He's not under the pressure. He's going to eat. So he won't wash his hands. Then he's in the middle of the suit and he's drinking and someone gives him a piece of challah, he won't go back. We have to picture Bisman Chazal, till you got some water was a big geschäft. I mean, there wasn't forces with running water. Now he drank already, Shane is, getrunken, they're giving him a piece of challah now, so he'll bite it in, Buracham Yichaperov. So Lemaise, so Chazal told him that you should wash before. You should wash inside. Because they're going to be chayshed you. They're going to be chayshed you that did you wash your hands because happy seichel you wouldn't wash your hands because you don't know that you're going to eat and later b'shas mais b'nishvi you might come and eat. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok va'ano afilu lishtes nami made the yodi danina datoy. So what is pshat? So Nachum by Yitzchak says, when I'm such a mefunik, I'm afraid they might forget. I'm afraid this will come to the Yamo and say, I'm afraid they might come and give me to eat. Ich bin doch ein mefunik. Als Frumkeit tracht man nicht von davon. Aber als mein mefunik, I tracht, maybe I might come and eat, and I'll be able to eat if my hands are dirty. So memele, so by Rav Nachum by Yitzchak, I feel the netile. So memele. So it's understood that when he was outside. Yizicha washed his hands, als the tzatzofik, not als the halfrumkeit, als the nina datoi, maybe I might come and eat. Let's go a little further. So according to Rashi, what is by Hishtin? So this whole Megillah, this whole Geratschke is speaking about by Hiflik. What's by Hishtin? So Tuviyama wanted to say, by Hishtin, everyone is anina datoi. That means if he touched, here we're talking about an edele anina datoi, an edele anina datoi, it was Yodai Maskoni is saying, and an Izalish Moyodov, so we're speaking about an edele anina datoi. But if a person is Meshavshif, I mean, who doesn't wash his hands afterwards? So they're the zich anina datoi. So say by achila, say by shtiyah, say by achila, you can do it outside. This could be according to Shitas Rashi. And if we'll learn like this, let us first learn the Berais Inavenik Nachamu. We'll see there are many inyonim we can gain from this. And then we'll see Rashi in the Rebo Inavenik. Tana Rabon. Haloche Besude. We're speaking according to Rashi. It's very ridiculous because the whole shash over here is because it's a suda, and we're afraid he might come and eat past. That's the chiyuv netila by shtiya. The chiyuv netila by shtiya is because it's a suda, and he might come and eat later. According to the Rivos Pshat, that it's speaking about Shiv Shev, and Shivshev is Mechayev to be Neutel Yodov Lishtiye, so this is not a Suda de Kedin. According to Rashi, it's very good, because the whole Chiyiv Netila is only Besuda. Because we're afraid the whole Chiyiv Netila is only for Pas, not for the Shtiyah. So let's learn Nachum Oda Baraisa. Halacha Besuda. Halacha Besuda. Adam Yoitze Lahashtemayim. Noito Yodai Achas V'nichnas. Now let's start being Bedayik words. If a person goes out to be Mashtin Mayim, Noitel Yodai Achas V'nichnas. When is he Nichnas? After he's Noitel Yodai. Doesn't have to wash in the vein. That's very good. By Shivshuf? Versteht sich? There's no Shad. No one will be Choshe, the person who's Meshavshuf Yodai Meraglayim and it'll go away without washing his hands. So Memele, by Shivshuf, Noitel Yodai Achas V'nichnas. Diberim chaveiroi vehiflik. Let's go a little further. Hiflik. Neutel shte yodov v'nichnas. Oh, euch hat es selbe sach. Neutel shte yodov v'nichnas. Here it says, he washes outside. There's no shot. Now it says right afterwards, uch shehu neutel, lo yitol mi bachutz, v'yikoneis, v'nech shot, el nichnas v'yoshev bim koimoi, v'neutel shte yodov, v'mach zirat v'yach alo yichem. So Memele, now this is already double talk already. Before we said, Neutel shtei yodov v'nichnas. Now it says, he's not Neutel yodov v'bechutz, no, he's Neutel shtei yodov v'bifnim. Omar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda is explaining, lo yamor on el lishtois. That what we said has to be bifnim, that's lishtois. Lishtois, you have to Neutel shtei yodov v'bifnim, because the choshetim, because he didn't think that he's going to eat. Avolechel noitel mi bechutz v'nichnas the media dia danina date. He knows he's going to eat with his hands. So memele, so then he, even for hiflik, he washes. Everyone knows the person's danina date. So memele, so Rav Chisda was megale that by hiflik, there's one time he can wash outside. There's one time you can wash inside. By achila you wash outside, and by shtiyah you wash inside. So memele, so zuk to see achitzok. So that's pshat in the stirdik l'shainis in the beraisa gufa. The beraisa said by shtey yodov. The beraisa said by shtey yodov. Once it says noito shtey yodov v'nichnas. That's speaking about achila. Here it says nichnas v'yoshu v'kay v'noito shtey yodov. This is speaking about shtiyah. Omar Rav Chisda. Rav Nachum by Yitzchak said, "Now, if you lose this, I'm made the yodi danina datoy." So, according to Rashi, it's beautiful, and according to Rashi, we have another bonus because Elanichnas v'yoshev b'mkoymai v'noytol shtei yodov u v'noytol shtei yodov. The Beraisa that says the Beraisa that says that alchshad you have to wash in the veinik says v'noytol shtei yodov. Now, v'noitel shtei yodov is only speaking about hiflik. V'noitel shtei yodov is only speaking about hiflik, because by shifshif, we only wash one hand. So v'noitel shtei yodov is speaking about hiflik. So in Emerson, the way we have the gils and the baraisa, this is mamish rashi's pshat. That by hiflik, there's a din of noitel shtei yodov, sai by shtiye, and sai by achila. Here's what shtiye was speaking about. That's gvaldik according to Rashi. According to the Rivo, we said by neitel shtei by shtiye you never wash your hands. So memele, so what said by neitel shtei yodov? It's speaking about shivshuf. So that by neitel shtei yodov. So by emesin, this by neitel shtei yodov, the magia in on the Ritva brings down. There's a big machlekes Hashem. There were geiris. This by neitel shtei yodov. But al kaponim, the way it says in front of us, this is a gvaldik ismach l'shitas Rashi. Now we can see Inavenik in Rashi, and we'll see the Taisus Yishonim, and we'll see that's what it says in the Gemara. Haloche b'su'ude, kloima, haloche zu, omru behilche su'ude, odom, sheyotso mitoich asude. He left in the middle of the su'ude, lahashti mayim, noitel yodei achas, oiso sheshivshev, bonitzoitzus, that's the hand he washes. What's the hiflik show? Noitel shtei yodov. The kiven she hiflik show achas. oi shtayim, hi siach date misudosoi, v'loi niza lishmer yodo, v'hein askonies. Is lo yitel mi bachuch, lo yimru olov, lo yinotel. People say didn't take. U'machzer hatofiach al ho'irchim, hochi gasino lo betesefte de broches. Tfiach, pach, sheyoitzkim mimenu mayim al ha'yedayim. This is a pach which is used for Netilas Yadayim. Marziroi ala oichim ha-mesubim. So this pach, the marz ala oichim ha-mesubim, v'hashamesh marziroi alayim, v'oim ha-yesh bochem ha-tzoich lito, v'ein zois. The whole reason for this ceremony is as a lohidia, shenot al ze shenichnas es yodot. Now, it's very interesting. It's mamash meiridik. He came inside. He washed his hands. But it seems that is not 100% proof that everyone knows about it. He washed his hands and they were busy eating and they were angeton and eating. So they wanted to make sure that everyone should know. Later they look at him, So they made two things you need. For this chshad, you needed two things. That he has to go and pass around at Tfiach also. So that'll ring a bell by them that he washed his hands in the vein. Now, the others ask, do we see in Rashi that Rashi learned that it's speaking about Hiflik? We state Hiflik in Rashi. But the Lilchel can see in Rashi, because Rashi, the last word in Rashi, Vein Zois Elodia Shenoto Ze Shenichnas Es Yodov. So we see clearly that Rashi learns that the Din Netila of Chshad is Yodov, not Yodoi, because the Tila of Shivshuf is Yodoi. Here it says Yodov. So it could be this is where the Rishonim saw, all of them bring from Rashi, the Rashi was speaking about Hiflik, the Magi and the Ritva says, in Unzer Rashi steht Gornish, but Achsem in Unzer Rashi steht Achyoepis. This is Yodov. This word Yodov, that's what it says in Rashi. Lo yamoron, the lo yitel bechut, al shaynitzach oid lechel el alishtis. He doesn't have to drink anymore. Elechel el alishtis, unich nasher gil maharich lishtis bishtiya acha amozin. Umiyitzach litoil, I was shamo yitain truso lesoich piv. See, Rashi says what Anina Datoy, he's gonna put a prusa in his mouth. So that means with a hand, with Yedai Maskoni, he won't do such a thing. Maybe he did Anina Datoy, v'lechosh delay. Now let us see, the Taisus Yishonim. Now, there's a few Dibra Maskels, but the Sikh Yitzchak says it's one big Taisus. Loi amoron elo lishtois. Perish rivo. So we have here a memra of Rav Chisde, that Rav Chisde said that by shtiye there's a dinatila of chshad, and by achila there's no dinatila. Perish rivo da noitul yodai achaskoi, tzoech litel bifnim, ten yachshedu, dol bichoyshetim shaloi notal. Why? Because it's not an inedatoi, he's holding a glass. So it could very well be he wasn't neitel yodav. Avolechol neitel mi bechutz. The ein kan chshad by shivshek neitel yodav achas. The ein kan chshad the vaday notel danine daite zichanine daite litein prusa besoich pi im loy notel to take a piece of bread in his hand was shivshek bemeiraglaim. So that zichanine daite. Amar Rav Nachman ano afilu lishtes made the idea anine datoy shlo yisi shoyse. I wouldn't touch a glass without shiv after shiv shiv without the tila. Lach shiv shiv meir aglayim. Avol mitoich peirish akunteris mashme from Rashi vaistois the koi ahiflig that the whole Rav Chisde is speaking about hiflig the noito shtei yodov afilu nichnas lishtois and hiflig Rashi holds afilu nichnas lishtois you have to wash both hands. And that's a shkasha, that's a taisa rosh's kasha. And I tell Yodov, lepeirs, reisim gazul. Shemo yitem prusa l'soich pif. So Rashi says, even though it's nichnas lishtois, shemo yitem prusa l'soich pif. Avo mishum sti eloi, and I tell Yodov, lepeirs, reisim gazul ruach. That's Rashi's pshat, but I don't like Rashi's pshat. I like the reverse pshat. The reverse pshat is that fakert, that by lishtois hifli, you don't have to wash at all. And by lechel, there's no anina datoy, you have to wash in the vein. Maharsh maitse shamin and the chol odom shamashti maim shivshe biyodi, zorich litl miyad, oi se yad shivshe. Vechid hiflik shahachas a stein. Lepeire shakunteres, zorich litl shte yodom. Afo pishle shor kol kach, shisam shach se brochel matreye, the leiche shinichus lishle shes shlochu shamitem prusel as a chpid, lepeire shakunteres dohoche. Al kaponim, this is, so here we have, Rashi's pshat and the reverse pshat. Zogte Mishne. Ein Odom nichnas la zoro la avoido afilu toyo. Ad sheyitfel. A person knows he's toyo. Afal pikein is not permitted to enter the azore till he toivels himself. Chomeish tvilois vasore kidushim toivel koyin godol umekadish boi bayoy. Yom Kippur, there are 5 tefillahs and 10 kiddushim. The kulon b'kodesh al beis haparve, chutz mizu bilvad. The first tefillah is not b'kodesh. The first tefillah was b'choil al gabi shar hamayim u'betzad lishkosei hoisa. This was next to the Lishka with the Kain Godel, Lishka's Palhedron, there was a Lishka, Agabi Sharamayim, that was Chil, and he tabled himself there. Poso Sadin Shalbutz, Beine Lebeine Ob. Zot Rashi. La Avoide, Ein Odom Nichnes La Zore La Avoide. Lav Davke, Dein Odom Nichnes La Zore Ad Sheyitfel, Vetayme Meforosh Bigmore. So La Avoide is Lav Davke. So now the lavoide is a sore thumb. So why does it say lavoide? But we have to first learn through the sugya to get a stickle claw kite in this nakuda. Chomeish tvilois, yalef lo bigmore, al beis apalve, al gag lishkas beis apalve, that was bekoidish. Chutz mizu arishoine, sheine bo choyvo le yoyim akipulim. Doko yoyim enami yise. Aber Tvilois, aber ich schreibe le Mekipurim, gsiben b'mokim kodesh, b'nyone da achrimoi, so der de Tvilois to be b'mokim kodesh. Sagt die Gemorre, Shoalu es ben zoime Tvilozu lomo. Why does a Toher have to toivel himself when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash? He's a Toher. He went to the Mikve last Erev Shabbos, and he's a Toher. And so why does he have to toivel himself? Om alahem, so Ben Zayim said, akal v'chayim, ma ha-mishane mi-kaydish le-kaydish. If the Kohen God was mishane mi-kaydish le-kaydish, he went to the, there was avodas pnim, there was avodas chutz, he went into the heichel, he went to the kaydish kadoshim, he went back to the azore, umimokim shanish kores, lomokim shanish kores. When he wasn't the zore, there's an einish kores, if he's there betume. He in the Kodesh Kadoshim, there's an Onesh Kores. So he was moving from place to place in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Mikodesh LeKodesh, Mimokim Shonesh Kores and Mokim Onesh Kores, Toin Tvila, but making this transition from one Mokim to another Mokim, it's a new Matziv and you need Tvila. If a person is making a transition, he's going from a mokim chel to kodesh, or a mokim she'ein onesh kores to a mokim she'onesh kores. If he's going from his house to the Beis HaMikdash, he's toyer, but this guy God was also toyer. So such a transition needs tvila. That is the svara of Ben Zayim. Let us see what Rashi says. Tvila zu shel shachis lama l'toyer. Why does a toyer have to table himself? Ma mishana mi kaidish kain godol b'chomish avaydish b'yam ekipur ma mishtanis michutz lifnim u mifnim l'chut shashnei amikayim is kaidish. Both of them kaim is a kaidish. Val shneim onush kores hanichnas betumem. To und vila bein avoide la avoide, kidi yalav bepilkin. Beze habo mi beise la zoro. Shehu mi choyl ala koydesh. And this person came mi beise la zoshi mi choyl ala koydesh. Sabad gewiss, he needs tvila. Akal vachayma from the Kohen God. Rab Yehuda Oimer, so according to Ben Zoimer, we'll see this is a tvila d'araisa. Making such a great transition from chil to kodesh is mechayiv tvila. Rab Yehuda Oimer, the tvilas are the rabbonon. Srach tvila hizu, kidei sheyizke tume yishone shebiyodoi v'yifresh. Srach tvila hizu, zot rashi, en kan chayva min ha-teire. Hello, lesarech, the litvois, b'shem tvila. It's all unhappen. Tvila, he has to go to the mikveh. Why? Kedei lalo is aleit. No, he's going to the mikveh, da fangt man an trachten. Shem tvila, hello, letmeyim. So now, start scratching his head. So why do I have to go to the mikveh? I'm toil. Why do I have to go to the mikveh? The law says, leliboy, so then, oh, they told me to go to the mikveh. Let me take a think if I'm taketoyer. Im yesh tuma ola, maybe I'm taketome. Tell me to go to the mikveh. You only go to the mikveh if you're tome. Maybe I'm taketome. V'yisker tume yeshona she yesh ola. So he start to think, so he might remind himself that he's taketome. V'shocho. And what will he accomplish? Oysa will accomplish. V'yifresh milovi lazor ayoyim. Poch Hashem, he was saved by the skin of his teeth. When he went into the mikveh, when he started thinking, why do I have to go to the mikveh? I'm a toy, I was woman for my lab. And then he starts thinking, he went all the way back to 6 months ago, and Taki reminded himself he was matam himself. So then, so he won't go in today. Ad yarev shimshe achat tvilah v'yavei tayayim. So the whole purpose of a tvilah, of a toy, before entering the Beis Hamikdash is that he should remind himself maybe he stopped. Frag the Gemara by my kamiflugi. What's the line after me? It's a minatayre, midarabonon, by my kamiflugi. Melochel, what I've said is given a broche, you make, lochere, you seem to make a brief tefillah. However, it's a takanad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a broche you make. According to Ben Zayim is abgefekt, you can make a broch. It's a mitzvah that I say to table yourself. So, I mean, a broch you'll make, and you have to table yourself. So, what's the chilek? So, the model says, ba'achuli avoide kamiflagi. If he didn't table himself, will he be mechalod avoide? Le Ben Zayim, mochel avoide. According to Ben Zayim, he'll be mechalod avoide. I mean, he needed tvila min atayre. He did an avoida without tvila, so he's mechalo da avoida. Rabbi Yehuda, lo mochel avoida. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's really toil. The whole tvila was to remind him, if he's tummy, that he should take care of it. There's lo mochel avoida. In fact, the Gemara le Ben Zayme mi mochel. According to Ben Zayme, it's hake mechalo avoida. V'asanya, we learned in Abaraise, koyin godo shaloi tova voloi kidesh ben begit le begit ben avoida le avoida avidose ksheire. So the koyin godo gufe that did not toivel himself to avoid this kosher. Then we learned different in Abaraise. Echad koyin godo vechad koyin hedit shaloi kidesh yoda v'roglav shachis vobad avoida avidose psula. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is Mechalo D'Avoyde, but Tvila is not Mechalo D'Avoyde. So you can't say that according to Ben Zoymem, will be Mechalo D'Avoyde, because he learns that from the Kohen Gadol, but the Kohen Gadol Guf is not Mechalo D'Avoyde. Elo lemeikim ba'asei kamiflagi, the machloikis, L'maise between Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zayme is, will it be over an asay if he did not table himself? L'Ben Zayme, koi ba'asay. He's a zicha be over an asay. Rabbi Yehuda, loi koi ba'asay. Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Adarabonis. That's enough community. So from here we see that even though we hold Ein Mazirin Menadin, there's a bakanta Magid Mishnah Dachsach Meir, Magid Mishnah says, even though there's a klal ein masirin min adin, you can't make an azor from a kal b'chaim, that's an azor is lav. But an azor is asay, you could make from a kal b'chaim. So we hear Rabbi Kevegir, the Sich Yitzchak, being arrived from this Gemara to the Magid Mishnah. Here you see Klal, that the you're learning out that there's a Chiyav Asay to there's a Chiyav Mitzvah Asay, there's a Chiyav and Asay to be told to yourself before the Avodah. And you're learning it out with a Kal V'chaim, and there's such a thing. So for a Mitzvah Asay, the Nazor, a Kal V'chaim helps. Bachuli avoide im leitovach. Yes. Bachuli avoide im leitovach shachris vobat liben zayne doma der eisi schreinit in kabachem li dorish hava veidos im echol elis is im echol odik avoide abiyude doma der abon ni loy mochol fregt de gemara ben zayme mi mochol bo mi kain godem im kipurim yalaf lo vuhu atzmoy shleitovach vlo ikidish pe me kipurim When big day zov, the big day love, and shemeshana bo abeidosik. Echad kain gadol abeidosik psula bepeksheni dezvachim afinim de shirlei rochot yadayim veraglayim bechalol avoide. The ben zoime koi alei baasei bekalvochayim de kain gadol shoiver mesamad beshoz agrais baasei kedersiv berochatz bamayim besorei ulevesham. So there's an asay. Period. Zog the Gemara weiter. In order to learn the Taisvus, we have to have the whole hekif of the sugya. So where are we up to now? We're up to now as follows, that there's a machloikis, the Mishnah says, a toyer that enters the Beis HaMikdosh has to toivel himself. According to Ben Zayme, there's a mitzvah to say the arise to table yourself. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a darabonu, the kedin tefila. Frag the Gemara, umi islay l'Rabbi Yehuda hai svore. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold this svore? We'll see in a minute. So, yeah, vosanya, we learned in a baraisa, mitzayre, a metzayre b'yoyim ashmini. Now, the halach is like this. Min ha-teyre, a metzayre b'yoyim ashvi is the gemar tahare, and he tables himself, yoyim ashvi. He's still a mechusa kippurim, so yoyim ashmini, he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, and he sticks his behindness into the azore, And then the Gemar Tahaire is Yom Hashmini. Theoretically, this Metzayre B'Yom Hashmini shouldn't have to tevel himself. He tevel himself yesterday. He tevel himself Yom Hashvi. We have a Mishnah now that whoever enters the Zohar needs tefillah. But let's look at this Baraisa. Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Metzayre tevel Metzayre B'Yom Hashmini. Toivel, ba'oimed b'shal nikner. He toivels himself b'yom hashmini, ba'oimed b'shal nikner. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, einay tzorich tfil. He doesn't have to toivel himself. He just toivel himself yesterday. Shekvar tovel mebe'eret. So we have here, it seems, a machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. If a metzayre, who is tohoir, has to toivel himself. He's entering now. A new day is entering the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanakhama says he has to, and Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to. So the Gemara has Sakasha. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bechlala Toyer doesn't need tefillah. That's the most Kasha. Mi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hai svore. Vasani mitzayr toivel v'oimid b'shamik. Rabbi Yehuda hai menetzor tefush. Shekvar tovel mehre. So the Gemara hu kedetoni taime. Shekvar tovel mi be'ere. Oh, there it says a reason, because he was taka toivel b'beret. That means the whole reason Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to toivel yourself, because he's toyer. No, he's toyer. He went to the mikveh 6 months ago and he's toyer, didn't do anything. So they made it a kone, go to the mikveh. Maybe you remind myself, maybe 5.5 months you did your atume yishon. But if a person went last night to the mikveh, yesterday, not last night, Yom Shvi, went to the mikveh, so memele, so you don't have to. He says why don't he tell himself? So Mail says, no kasha. fragt die Gemore und die Koarilo, mai Koarilo. So, was kann der Maksche? Was fragt der Akasche? Wie ist leir am Jehude? So, am Jehude hat er teuer, heißt der Teufel umself, jetzt, er sagt, aber zeige das nicht der Teufel umself, yeah! Hier, wie das nicht der Teufel umself, because he teufel umself yesterday, but what's your Akasche? Was fragst der Akasche? So, the Gemore says, no, because he really wants to ask another Akasche. Now, we'll see the other Akasche. Mishum, de Kaboy, le Milma, achite, alei. He wants to ask another kasha. Now we'll see. What is the kasha he wants to ask? It says this, now this is a Mishneh in Midos. Lishkas Hametzoroim. Sheshom, why was it called Lishkas Hametzoroim? Sheshom Mitzoroim Toivlem. The Mitzoroim used to toivl themselves, Yoim Hashmini, so it's a lishkas hametzoroim. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, loy mitzoroim belvad amru. No, not only mitzoroim toivl themselves, elo kol adam. Everyone toivl themselves. Everyone toivl themselves. Lishkas hametzoroim, didn't dafke mitzoroim used to toivl themselves, yemishmin. Every mechusa kippurim, everyone used to toivl themselves. Elo kol adam. Or maybe a fellow, not even a mechusa kippurim, elo kol adam. So, the vial, what do we have? We have here, now we have a stira. Rabbi Yehuda said, loy mitzayroim bilvadom, not only mitzayroim, kol adam tables himself. Seems the machloikas of kol adam tables or not. Oba mitzayroim zicha tables himself. Loy mitzayroim bilvad ala kol adam. So now we're really in hot water. So now we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said before, that a Metzayra does not toivel himself, because Tovel mi Be'erev. And here Rabbi Yehuda says that a Metzayra does toivel himself. So, the Gemara loy kashe. Ha de Tovel. There's no stira. The first Mishneh, or the first Baraisa is speaking about, that he toivled himself the seventh day. So doesn't have to toivle himself the eighth day. So pass the tafilos rachtum. Or the loy toivle. If he didn't toivle himself, the seventh day, then he has to toivle himself the eighth day. Fact the Gemara, either loy toivle, if he didn't toivle himself the seventh day, Erev Shemesh boy. So then he needs Erev Shemesh out the Tzaras. So how could he go the eighth day into the Azor with the Bahinas? He needs Erev Shemesh yet. Elo Idi V'Idi the Tovel. No, so that's not a good teretz. Idi V'Idi the Tovel. Both cases are speaking about he was Tovel himself. Hoda Aser Daite. But the Shailas, what happened after the Tfilah? So, the Mishneh Midos is speaking about, it was Messiah Das, after the Tvila it was Messiah Das, about everything, and who knows where he went, could be went to Neil HaMeis also. So therefore he needs a new Tvila. So therefore it's Lishkas HaMetzeroim, Hodoloi Aser Daite. And the first Barais is speaking about Loi Aser Daite, so he tabled himself yesterday, he wasn't Messiah Das, to watch himself. So Memele, so he doesn't need Tvila the eighth day. In fact, the Gemara, Yaser Baite, if the Mishneh Midos is speaking about his Messiah Das after yesterday's Tvila, Hazor Shlishi Ushvi boy. So then he can't go on the eighth day to the Beis Hamikdash. He was Messiah Das. Yechayish, maybe he became Nitmo, Nafilo Natumas Meis. So then now he needs Hazor. The Omer of the Stoi Bar Mosa in Omer of Yechanan, Hesach Adas, Zorich Hazo, Shlishi Yoshvi. Hesach Adas needs Hazo. And for the Gemara, so the Melo says bitter, so we have still a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Elo Idi, the Idi, the Loi Asach Daite. Both are speaking about that there was no Hesach Adas. The loy kasha, ha de tovel al das bias migdash, Vadaloitovul al das bias migdosh. I wanted to say one nekuda before we go further. The Gemara asked a kasha from Rabbi Yehuda. He said, what was the kasha? Rabbi Yehuda, from Israel, Rabbi Yehuda, I saw it. Vasanya. So the beginning of the kasha was that, how could you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that is a chiyuv tvila? He says there's no chiyuv tvila. That was a good kasha. Now the Gemara says it's no kasha, because it says there's no chiyuv tvila. If he tabled himself yesterday, the chiyuv tvila of Rabbi Yehuda was tuma yeshana. If he tabled himself yesterday, there's no. So the Gemara says, no, I have another kasha. I have a stira to Rabbi Yehuda's. Right? I have a stira. So, but how does it get to our sugya? Now the Gemara's going to come out for him for the stira, but how did we get involved with this kasha? It's a nice kasha, but how are we getting involved in the kasha? Now, Ben-Mison, the kasha is as follows. Umi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Hochi. Because you said, Amir the Kevot, that the time of Rabbi Yehuda is as Tumi Yeshonah, so if he told himself yesterday, he's not here to feel it. I found a Rabbi Yehuda that says that you have to tell yourself yesterday. You have to tell yourself today, even you told himself yesterday. That's what's called the Lishkas HaMetzeroim. So you can't say that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is as Tumi Yeshonah, because he told himself yesterday. So you see, your whole shtick Torah is wrong. We're back now to Nukash. Umi Isla Rabbi Yehuda, you explain Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that the whole reason you have to table yourself is because of Tumah Yishonah. I bought it till we find it a stir. The stir is another problem. But Al Kaponim, I found that Rabbi Yehuda said that a Metzayr also has to table himself, even he tabled himself yesterday. So now the Gemara is going to answer this kash. It's going to answer this thing also. The mail be for him for the kash and our Mishnah. There that Rabbi Yehuda said that you need tefillah by a Metzayr. He wasn't table himself the seventh day. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good test, because then you need Harif Shemesh the eighth day. Then the Gemara says, it was a Messiah Das. That's why you need tefillah. So Gemara says, we need to say, so Das, or you need Hazosh Lishi Yishvi. Eloidi vidi deloy asach daite. The loy kasha, hode tovel al das bias migdosh, hode loy tovel al das bias migdosh. So the Gemara is telling us a new thing. You know, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need tvila lishma, you have to be tovel al das bias migdosh. So memele, so the first barais is speaking about that he was tovel al das bias migdosh, he could use the first tvila. He could use the tefillah of the Yom HaShvi. The second Barais is speaking about that he wasn't Toivel al Das Bias Migdosh, and I have to Toivel al Das Bias Migdosh. So Bemison Lecheir is a bit schwer. So Bezoi Tzot Lecheir weiter nicht wie unser Rabbi Yehudit. Agamara said, and so why don't we say now Psaposha to Teretz? The Gemara says, what's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara said the time of Rabbi Yehuda is Al Tzrach Tvila. He's a toil, but you have to tell yourself Al Tzrach Tvila. And why doesn't the Gemara say this Teretz? The reason you need Tvila, he's a toil, sure, but the first time he tabled himself Al Das Bias Mikdash. Have a listen. V'boi yisayma tani loy mitzayroim amru ela kol adam. If you want, we'll make a grais and we'll eliminate the problems from the Mishnah Midas. The Tanakhama said, why is it called lishkas hamitzayroim shesham mitzayroim toivlim? Rabbi Yehuda Omer loy mitzayroim amru. He takes out the Bavad. Hello, call Adam. Mitzrayim don't table themselves. This is a good teretz. If you take out the Bavad, so Mamela, the Mitzrayim never table themselves because he tabled himself yesterday. Hello, call Adam. Well, other people pay for themselves, but not Metzeroi. Rabina Omar, Rabina says, a third teretz. Rabbi Yehuda ledivreim derabonon kamalo. Rabbi Yehuda is asking the derabonon. Lididi Metzeirein tzorich tfila. According to me, a Metzeire doesn't need tfila. Because he's toil. He tabled himself yesterday. Atzrach tome, you don't need tfila. But according to you, you hold you need tefillah, even though he is toyer for some reason. So idly easy me has the loy mitzrayim bavad omra lekolam. That's why nakim mitzrayim. I hold the mitzrayim also doesn't need tefillah. I hold the mitzrayim does need tefillah. You hold the mitzrayim that tabled himself yesterday does need tefillah. So kolam should also need tefillah. Rabbanon mitzrayim dayish betume kol adam loy dayishi betume. Let us see Rashi. Mislai Rabbi Yehuda svore de masnisen shekol anichnosim lazor etzrichem tefilem. Metzairem b'shmini shalei afa pishetob al b'shvi. Kedoch siboi b'im b'shvi yigala choyze b'tevel b'shmini k'shemei v'kobo noisub. That's what Tadana Kamot. V'im b'shan niknalachti shiodo v'raglo b'fnim lamatan b'ines midama oshan b'shem analuk. Kedetoni, and Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to table himself. So says, Kedetoni time is shekvar tova b'erev. Rabbi Yehuda time may, doma in tvila shachas haboim lozore, ela liska tumi yishone. Is ain't tzorech lekach, he doesn't need a sharei tova l'emesh lecho tumi sholo. Ude kori, lo mai kori, lo misho isik mishne zu lo shim imen beis amedrish, lo mani sase, halo itam mefurish bo. The Gemara, nein, lishkas mitzayroyim, lo mani kreis lishkas mitzayroyim, shesha mitzayroyim, toivu mishvushan, lisan boi neisayim lazore, elo kol odo, manichnas lazore, midakoma bilvad, michlal disle tvila b'mitzayra, so sestire, veloi tovu, mibarev lezoratoim, asardait mishmir zguf, etzor chazor, shemanichnas lelameis, Leisom eliboy, lididi ein tzorech tvile shekvar tovo. I hold that since kvar tovo happens, but according to you that you already do, so why davke metzoires? Everyone that shekvar tovo should also need tvile. So he said, no, daish betume oise tume. He was rogel v'hugel adarshem liga betume. Lefikach hu bechash tumeis. Shema achet vile noga. Maybe it was negeya achet vile.